Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, we're back. Tuesday night, the Duke Machado Show. We are we're talking about stereotypes tonight in the Republican Party. I've been around the state. I've talked to a bunch of different people. I get emails. I get messages on Facebook from other activists who run into the same stereotypes. Republicans have been already painted in this propaganda war. In a bad light, of course. We know that's pretty obvious. We're not getting any real Hispanic support at the polls. Democrats still claim that territory. And they do it because they've successfully worked the propaganda, and they've saturated the media, and therefore the people with the message that Republicans are essentially bad people. But I'm going to break these down here. The one I hear more than any is how Republicans supported slavery. When you try to tell someone who has been convinced that Democrats were the ones who freed the slaves and fought for equality and freedom. They want to think that, but the truth is it wasn't Democrats, it was Republicans. It was Republicans who were daring and courageous, not Democrats. Democrats were fighting for their constituents who were desperate to keep slavery legal. They didn't care about the slaves. All they cared about was the money. Kind of like how they think Republicans only care about making money. The truth is, it was the Democrats who only cared about making money. Given the opportunity presented by Republicans, legislation, bills, given the opportunity to support ending slavery, they fought against it. They rallied. They were willing to go to war to keep slavery. These were Democrats, not Republicans. I don't know who told you that it was Republicans or the bad guys here, but it was not Democrats. So it's a huge myth. And here's the thing about all these myths. All it requires is just a little bit of background investigation. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to have a master's degree or a PhD in economics or government. You just need to read. You need to be able to use a web browser. Search. Be willing to evaluate what you discover. If you're, no matter what you see, you're not going to believe it, then you're irrational. If you're presented with facts, and the facts say that Republicans fought to free the slaves and Democrats resisted, and you still choose not to believe it because it goes against the narrative that you've been thinking your whole life. It's time to have some integrity about yourself and acknowledge the truth and the reality on this particular issue of slavery in the Republican Party. Next one, you know, everyone here, you know, obviously, Abraham Lincoln, the president, Abraham Lincoln, who I would say essentially laid his life down in order to free the slaves. He was a Republican. He wasn't not a Democrat. And as much as a Democrat candidate wants to compare themselves to Abraham Lincoln, there's no comparison. They stand for different things. So that's another myth that I hear a lot. People say that Abraham Lincoln, they think Abraham Lincoln was a Democrat, but he's not. He was a Republican. Nice try. Another one I hear about Republicans is that we only care about money. And the reason that this comes to be is because of the way that Republicans campaign. If it's decided at all that Hispanic votes are needed, then certain funds will be allocated to marketing to those Hispanics. And that marketing campaign kicks in right before election season, and then those Hispanic families never hear from that candidate again until next election season. We're absent in between. I hear that a lot. And that, I'm not so sure, is a stereotype. That, unfortunately, there is a lot to that one. Yes, Republicans are always busy training, going to campaign schools, meeting others, networking, you know, trying to lead the message, trying to adhere to the conservative principles of the party and guide our candidates and legislators. To say that we're all about the money, though, that's just, it's classism. It's tactics and techniques used by the Democrat Party because they have to do something to offset the truth. Because the truth about who the Democrat Party is not a good picture. It doesn't give you happy feelings. Once you take the blinders off and realize that that's the party of the South that fought so hard to keep slavery, then maybe you realize why they're trying so hard to push the propaganda and to keep your vote, allow you to discover the truth. Republicans, every Republican that I've ever met, and I've met a bunch of them, cares about this country. They love what this country stands for. They love the greatness of this country. They love the opportunities that they have here for their families, for their future, for their business. It's about freedom and the independence and the liberty to not have to worry about the federal government controlling you from cradle to grave. We want some sort of freedom from government. It's not all about the money. It may seem like that. it just so happens that a lot of people in the Republican Party, and there's a lot of people in the Democrat Party, who are rich. They've made a lot of money in their lives. They've had success. I don't blame them. I don't wish to take their money and give it to others. That's just wrong. That leads into the stereotype that Republicans are greedy. Republicans, I don't know what the statistic is, but I've seen it before, where Republicans are giving people. Majority are Christians. They give to their churches, they give to organizations, they give to other candidates. They're doing what they can in their communities. And they want to try to save as much tax as they can. They don't want to pay the maximums. They want to cut where they can. They want to keep as much as they possibly can of their money. They've got to pay, families. They've got to pay for the lives, food on the table for families all across the country. So I want businesses to be successful. Are some business owners greedy? Yeah, probably. Are all Republicans greedy? No. It's another stereotype and an example of, the continued propaganda from the left. I had written down here that Republicans are racists. This actually stems from the position that many have on the Republicans' position on slavery. If they already are convinced that we fought to continue slavery, which is a lie, then they're agreeing to believe a lie. But if they're willing to do that, then it's easy to say that they're also racists. Republicans are also racists. Because only racists want slaves. Only racists want blacks today to be slaves. And so they try to put that label on the Republican Party. Well, it's a false situation to begin with, because they've already bought into the propaganda that Republicans fought to keep slavery. So those are two myths in one that we should be able to cancel. These myths, why? I go back to the question, people don't even want to find out the truth. They don't want to know the truth. They say the truth will set you free. I think they're afraid to be free. They like being a captive. I think they like it. I'm starting to think that anyway. Here's a big one. And we're going to talk about this one for a little bit. They say Republicans are anti-immigrant. That's definitely not true. What they're doing is they're taking the fact that Republicans want to secure the border, that we want to know who's coming through, that we want to eliminate the attack on our borders. Really, it's wide open right now. There's so much corruption along our border. There's really no place to even start. You'd have to start fresh, but it wouldn't take long. The money's too good. So how do you end the corruption? Well, one thing is we secure the border. We get good at doing that. And that should be something that everyone wants to do. It doesn't mean that we're anti-immigrant. It just means that we are concerned about the security of our country. It is known that there are Muslims, extremists in camps in Mexico. Terrorists easily can cross our borders. So, because we're strong on border security, does not mean that we are anti-immigrant. But the left will use that and say that we are. We don't care about the immigrants. We're trying to keep everybody out. Yes, we're all here. Now you just want to shut the door on everybody else. No, well, we want to shut the door. We're not saying that we want to open it, but we're going to know who we're opening the door to. And that's just another myth that we're anti-immigrant. We're not anti-immigrant. Country was built and founded by immigrants. The future of this country is going to be hinged on what we do with immigrants, how we move forward with immigrants and process them and assimilate them into our way of life. It's already too late. We've been dubbed as anti-immigrant, and the media has pounced on it, and nothing you can do. It's another one of those situations where even the truth will not set them free. It's not enough to see it with their own eyes, to witness it. In their minds, Republicans despise with disgust the immigrant, and in particular, the Hispanic immigrant. So that's just a stereotype. It's just how they work. It's the images that they paint in their people, and that those people willingly accept that image is just proof that we're in trouble. They're marching to a drum beat, and they don't know who's beating the drum. It's not good. The one here that I have to, another one of the absurd stereotypes that the progressives, and we'll call them out, socialists, progressives, anyone who believed in Marx and Lenin, Stalin, all of these guys had their theories of socialism and how it should work. But for the most part, they all determined that there had to be control of the masses. There could not be allowed to be groups of people, they called them the bourgeois, that thought for themselves, that were still bold enough and brave enough to maybe say something in retaliation. They couldn't be allowed to think through and voice their opinions and convince others that things were not so well. And so periodically they'd have to purge. They would have purges. And all of those people who were speaking negatively about socialism were just rounded up, executed, taken underground somewhere, interrogated. Is socialism, and this is what they want. This is their equality. Their equality is not what you think. You think equality means happy, hunky-dory lifestyle with butterflies and flowers. Equality means that everyone is the same and no one is happy. Everyone has a little bit.
no one has a lot. Or the only ones that have a lot are those at the top. And that's true socialism. That is the motivation for people who have been here in this country for a long time pushing this communist agenda, socialist agenda. They think there's a better way than what we have. They think that making this all the same is the solution. The thing here, this issue, which is to me even worse than the slavery issue, well, it's not worse. They're both equally bad. But the Democrats today say that Republicans have a war on women, that we're waging a war on women because we're trying to restrict access to women's health care. Because we want to defund an organization that performs abortions, Planned Parenthood, because the people of the country do not want their taxpayers going towards this organization, the government, Democrats, elected officials, and the media team up and initiate the Republican war on women assault. They say that because we want to defund Planned Parenthood, that we are restricting access. Well, there's no access that's being restricted. There are other places where women can get services and treatments. Planned Parenthood wants to do abortions, then they can do them. They're just not going to be funded by the American people. But it's how the Democrats work. The Democrats have to create an enemy so they can attack the enemy and shift focus away from the true issue here. And the true issue is that it was in 1920, the Republicans who fought again to give women the right to vote. Was not the Democrats. Again, the Democrats were on the wrong side of history. Democrats were fighting to restrict women from voting. Who's truly against women? Who's truly waging the war on women? But they try to erase history, rewrite history, actually. And all you hear now is how the Republicans have waged a war on women. What does that even mean? it's the goal. It's the goal of these people in the Democrat Party. And you know, they've truly been infiltrated by socialists, communists, Marxists. They really have, and they're radical. One of their top presidential candidates is a self-proclaimed Democrat socialist. I mean, I don't know how long Hispanics are going to keep sticking with the Democrat Party. You know, it's kind of like the Democrat Party plays the music and the Hispanic comes out and dances. You know, they wanna rustle up some Hispanic support. They're gonna go dangle the carrot. They're gonna throw some cheese out. They're gonna put out some chips and salsa and play some Mexican hat dance. And they all do it. They all do it. They all line up. They want their pictures taken. And they're all hugging on each other and thinking, we're going to change the world. We're going to change the world. Look at us. Look at us. And then nothing happens. Why? Because you really didn't matter. You really didn't matter. And that's the lesson that's really being learned and absorbed by people in the Hispanic community who supported Obama because really they could not support a self-deportation or mass deportation candidate. And Obama was singing their tune. My last comment here, and you know our program's about to come to an end, but does the government control us, or do we control the government? And I think the scary answer to that question is pretty evident. We don't have any control over our government. We may have some control over the elected officials that we put in office, but actual system that's in place, the corruption, the buy-offs, the lobbying, the backroom deals, you know, they're not thinking about us. And we have to really send a message that we run things, that they don't run things, we run things. I don't know how we're going to do it, but unifying, agreeing on common objectives, you know, we're not going to win all of our battles every time. We got to pick the battles. I'm real concerned about the direction of the country. I'd like to think that there's more of us than there are of them. By us, I mean people who love this country and aren't trying to do everything in the world to fundamentally transform it. I'm talking about people that like, you know, we talk about good old days. We like Friday night football. We like just doing all-American things. Going for drives, watching the sunset. I mean, I guess you can watch the sunset anywhere, but, you know, we've got a lot to be grateful for, to be thankful for. People want to know the truth. They have to seek it. They have to be willing to accept the truth. And when they find it, it probably will hit them like a brick wall. Anyway, folks, that's the end of my program. It's until Thursday night, we are going to have Dr. David Wallaloo. He's coming back on. We're talking more about Middle East policy and some strategic insights that we might begin paying attention to. Looking forward to that. That's Thursday night, 10 p.m., and we will catch you on the other side. Hey, find me on Facebook, The Duke Machado Show, and on Twitter, at Duke Machado 1. Appreciate you for listening, tuning in. Please share the show and go back and listen to the archive. Might be something you missed. Great having you on tonight. I'm out of here.